Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now read the very next phrase. This is not a period. This is not the end of the sentence. What's the very next phrase? Neither give place to the devil. Is Ephesians written to Christians?
Yes.
Can Christians give place to the devil?
Yes.
And if you do, what happens when you give him place? Then he may devour you. He may still kill and destroy something in your life. But now notice what gives him place. Verse 26 is not a period. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Read it together like it's written. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Why? Because if you don't repent quickly, you're going to give the devil access. If you don't judge yourself in a timely fashion, you're going to give the devil opportunity to get to you. Oh, can you see this, friends?
Yes.
Not just a good idea. It's how to keep the devil out of your house and away from your kids and out of your financial affairs and away from your body. This is you. How would you, you're angry, but you didn't sin, and don't let the sun go down on your wrath. How are you not going to let the sun go down on your wrath? You got to get a hold of yourself and judge yourself and say, this is not right. Me being this mad, me fuming like this, this is not right. I'm stopping it right now. I repent. Come on, can you see this? Repent means to change. I'm judging myself. If you didn't judge that this is wrong, you're not going to quit.
That's true.
But you're judging yourself. I can't. The Lord told me, don't let the sun go down on my wrath. Yeah, I'm really upset about what they did. Yeah, I'm really angry about what they did or didn't do or how this worked or didn't work. But he told me, don't let this go on. Get this fixed right now. I'm going to judge myself. This is not right. I got to quit this. I'm stopping this right now. How are you going to stop it? You're going to have to forgive them.
Yes.
I said, you're going to have to forgive them.
Yes.
You're going to have to let it go. You're going to have to cast the care of it over on the Lord. You got to get in faith and get in rest. But in the process, you are repenting. You are changing. You are judging yourself. And what does that do? When you judge yourself, what's going to happen? Well, let's back up. If you forgave them, then you're not judging them. And if I repent, I judged myself. Come on, can you see this? And what's the very next phrase? Don't give place to the devil. If I stop judging them and I judge myself, what's going to happen? The enemy is not going to get an opportunity to get to me over this. Oh, come on, can you see this? I'm not going to give him a chance to get to me. Now, if I continue to rage and talk about how lousy a person they are and what they did and sorry so-and-so. And if I continue to fume over it all night and all the next day and the next 3 days and the next 2 weeks, it's no wonder that Christians get ulcers and migraines and start having money problems. Come on, are you listening? And start having marriage problems. Why? Because God has left you? No. Because your sins are not covered and washed away? No. Why? Because you, by not doing what the Lord said do, have allowed the enemy access into your life. And he's beginning to devour. He's beginning to work. Not walking in love, not forgiving, judging, not judging yourself. This gives the destroyer access. Neither give place to the devil. Keep reading. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needs. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. How many understand that would include no judgment? And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. It displeases the Lord when the enemy is able to get to his kids. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And verse 32, do what? Do what? And be ye what? Kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. How many understand you can't do this and judge people? Even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Oh my. It's all here, isn't it?
Yes.
It's right here. Go with me, please, to the book of Luke. Luke 13. No. Back up to 12. Luke 12, 56. Luke 12, 56. Now, I know there are some folks who think they don't believe what we're preaching today. But get them to explain to you why and how the enemy is destroying in Christians' lives.
Yeah.
Then.
Right.
Get them to explain that to you. Luke 12, 56. Jesus said, "You hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you do not discern the time?" Everybody say time.
Time.
Time. Time. So he's talking about time, so I want you to see this. 57. Yes, and why even of yourselves judge you not what is right? So he's talking about time, and he's talking about judging. Judging right judgment. 58. When you go with your adversary, now something important to note here, the Young's literal, instead of adversary, it says opponent. And this is not the adversary. It's your opponent. I think sometimes people read that and they see adversary and they go, that's the devil. No, he's not telling you to agree with the devil. Shouldn't be hard to figure that out. But the one that's your opponent in this situation, when you go with your opponent to the magistrate, as you are in the way, give diligence that you may be delivered from him. This is somebody that you have wronged, somebody that has aught against you. Come on, can you see this?
Yes.
And they are in the process of pressing charges.
Right.
Another way to say pressing charges, making accusation against you that you did such and such that was unlawful, illegal, wrong. He said, if that's happening, what do you need to do? What do you need to do? Give diligence that you may be delivered from him, lest he hale you to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the officer, and the officer cast you into prison. Keep reading, verse 59. I tell you, you shall not depart thence till you have paid the very last mite. What's he saying? He's saying when they're in the process of pressing charges against you, you got a short window to get this fixed before this thing gets out of hand. Is that right?
Yes.
And if you're wise, you will go to them, and if you have done wrong, you will repent and you'll judge yourself and you'll say, can I make this right? Come on, can you see this?
Yes.
And if you can, and prevent them from going to the judge, then you are spared. But if you don't, if you're haughty, and if you're unrepentant, and you are in the wrong, what's going to happen? Next thing you know, the police are going to show up at your house.
Right.
Is that right? And all your big talking's going to be out the window, and they're going to put the bracelets on you. Is that right? And take you downtown, and then you go into court, and when the judge wraps the gavel and says guilty and sentences you, you can cry all you want, but you ain't getting out. And you're going to have to pay the last penny. That's judgment. If you could talk to them beforehand, you could possibly get mercy. Come on, can you see this? But in order to get mercy, you're going to have to humble yourself and judge yourself and repent. But if you do that, then you wouldn't be judged. But if you won't judge yourself and you let it go all the way to judgment, now it's going to cost you. Come on, can you see this, friends? It's going to cost you. And it can cost you a lot. Now look in the 13th chapter. We're just right there. All this flows together. In the 13th chapter, 13:1, this was not written in chapter and verse. So this is the same thing. He said there were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Now, this is something everybody around there knew. It'd be like a tragedy that's on the news. Did you hear about that? This government official went over there to the synagogue, and they were slaughtering their animals for sacrifice, and he mixed their blood with the blood of their sacrifices, slaughtered them. Verse 2. Jesus answering and said, do you think that these Galileans were sinners above all Galileans because they suffered such things? He's dealing with the question of why do bad things happen? And these are people going to the synagogue. So we might say, why do bad things happen to good people? People act like these questions are unanswerable, like they are mysteries that cannot be solved, but it's not true. The Lord's already dealt with all these things, if we have ears to hear it. He said, do you think that because that happened to them, they were worse sinners than all the other folks in that area that it didn't happen to? Verse 3. I tell you, nay. What does nay mean?
No.
No, it's not because they were worse people that happened to them. And it's not because those people are better people, because it didn't happen to them.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.